We are liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo, yo, this is me, Jib Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, which is on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And we respectively acknowledge that. And we're at the Art Show, and we're going to do all our very best to tell you all about all the cool events happening up in around this fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. And we're going to do it all with flair and pizzazz here, as always, here on the Art Show. So we're going to get a few things out of the way so we can jump right into all that stuff. So hang tight, buckle up, we got a fun show ahead.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
What is up, everybody? This is Danny, host of Next Up Only on, you already know, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Next Up is a music show that plays everything new and engaging that I happen to come across during the week, focusing mainly on hip-hop and R&B and electronic music. Next Up is no stranger to switching it up with the genre of music pretty consistently. So if you want to tune in for some new and engaging music, everything from hip-hop to R&B to electronic to even jazz, make sure you tune in Thursday 8 to 9 p.m. or for the rerun on Tuesdays at 1 to 2 a.m. I cannot wait for all of you to hear what I have to play for this week. So until then, peace.
Millennial TV.
Welcome. Backing me up today is the, I think the soundtrack that we all could use, heard about meow, that new stuff from Andre 3000, New Blue Sun. Looking forward to a physical release on that. It's going to be like a triple LP. I know it now. No way that's going to fit comfortably on a double. And there's an amazing plethora of names for each of these songs. I'll give you one right now. The first title track, the track we're hearing right now is I Swear I Really Wanted to Make a Quote Unquote Rap Album, but this is literally the way the wind blew me this time. Followed by the slang word for, I'm not going to say it because it's on radio. It starts with a P, ends with a Y, and it may be a sensitive part of someone's body. Rolls off the tongue far better with ease than the proper word vagina. Do you agree? Anyways, a lot to absorb from our friend Andre 3000 here on this New Blue Sun album. I fully recommend you dive into it for yourself, and I would probably a really good Sleepy Time album. Highly recommend it. I used to, when I was a kid, my early 20s when I was still with my parents, I would have these huge long playlists playing off my computer for just for sleepy time, just for quiet time. And that would rock me to bed. And I don't know if y'all do that or if you have your own choice of getting to sleep. But yeah, not always easy. Music helps. Music helps in a lot of places. In a lot of places and a lot of times and a lot of feelings. That's the magic of music. Anyways, speaking of music, there's a lot happening in this fantastic so-called Vancouver. Starting off today, Thursday night, at the Vogue Theater, you have Japanese House with guest opener Queenie. I can't say I've heard Japanese House or Queenie, but they're playing the Vogue, so that's probably a big deal. That's downtown, of course, on the Granville Street. Yeah, today at 7 o'clock, tickets are like 30-odd bucks, probably like 35 at the door if you don't have one already. I don't know. Doesn't say it's sold out. But yeah, check it out. It's over at the Vogue Theater for Japanese House with opener Queenie. Next up, just down the street from the Vogue, legendary Canadian industrial band is calling it a day, Skinny Puppy. This is their final tour. Tickets are a little up there, starting at $65. This should be really amazing for all diehard fans and newcomers to the genre. Gotta support our locals. Skinny Puppy, absolutely, again, legendary industrial band from our lovely country. Questionable on the lovely part, but anyways, we have some fantastic artists up here. And anyways, Skinny Puppy, calling it a day, their final tour tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. Be there. Also, today at Green Auto, you have Teenage Halloween, Russian Tim and Pavel Burez doing the thing, along with Dead End Drive-In at Green Auto at 1822 Pandora Street. Teenage Halloween are, quote, one of the most exciting new bands of the past few years, and they are now coming to Vancouver. They have a new album, Till You Return, and it's out on Don Giovanni Records. So again, that's over at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street, for Teenage Halloween, Russian Tim, Pavel Burez, and Dead End Drive-Ins. So, that's going to be a thing. It should be pretty exciting. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Yeah, choose your own... Choose Your Own Adventure. I never read one of those Choose Your Own Adventure books. I never really quite understood the premise and how it works. I may have just not had the attention span to jump around a book. I'm mostly... What did I read? Magic Treehouse. There was a short series I read about this four set of kids in ancient Rome. Definitely not chronologically accurate, but a good read. Going through Pompeii... the explosion of Vesuvius, the assassination of Julius Caesar, which I think are a little far apart. Anyways, that's beside the point. Teenage Halloween over at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street, tonight, 8 o'clock, Thursday night. Also tonight at Lanaloo's, we have Heathens with a Z, Sins also with a Z. They have a special guest, Hunting Jacket and Neon Society, doing their respective things. 13 in advance at Live Axe, or $15 at the door at Lanaloo's. 362 Penn Powell is the place you want to go to check that out. Don't forget to get the pierogies. Lana makes some mean pierogies. Once again, Heathen Sins, both with Zeds, and Hunting Jacket, along with Neon Society, doing the thing at Lanaloo's tonight, Thursday night. What else I got today? Oh yeah, over at the Heatley, we have Ian Badgers, who is going to be singing a bunch of Town Van Zandt music. You would have heard on Eagle Nation last week, they closed with Waiting Around to Die. Brutal song, but pretty great. You might hear that from Ian Badger, but we'll hear an original of his in the set coming up, so don't miss that. Once again, Ian Badger tonight, 8 p.m. at the Heatley. For some country music-esque tune, country-adjacent music. 8 p.m. for that, $10. for that. It's added to your bill, so you don't gotta worry if you're paying on card and you wanna have a beverage or two, or come on down for a nice late dinner. It's over at the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley. Can't miss it. What else have I got tonight? I already mentioned that one. Yeah. All right, I think. But yeah, we have a banquet light. No, was it this one? Yeah. I think there's one more I have for Thursday night tonight. Let me just back this up a little bit here. Huh? Yes, banquet lights. They're going to be hidden in the Red Gate Art Society tonight at 1965 Main Street. They have a record they put out, couple tracks they put out last year in September. We'll share some music from that in a little bit. Joining them will be Swill Merchants along with Vanessa Borowitz. Borovich. This is a CZ, so CH for our Slavic friends. But just me included. Alright, I think that's going to do it for Thursday night. Let's pump out the jams, will we? Yes. Okay, let's roll the dice here on some music from Teenage Halloween. They're coming in from New Jersey, from Ashbury Park, wherever that is, somewhere in Jersey. Let's check out this track, Good Time. It's probably going to be a good time. Let's find out.
Feel embarrassed.
Straight and tore my heart. your true love may not last.
Heard some music from Banquet Lights. They are playing at the Red Gate tonight in 1965 Main Street. Thursday night, tonight. Doors at 8. $15 pay what you can. No intern way due to lack of funds. Come on down. That was their track, Sea to Sky, everyone's favorite highway. That was off their album, or their EP rather, Over the Mountains. Very cool. Before that, we heard Ian Badger with January, which was released in November 4 years ago. But Ian Badger will be singing a lot of Town Van Zandt tunes tonight at the Heatley. Doors at 8. $10 for that one at the Heatley for Ian Badger doing Town Van Zandt. Also in that mix, you heard some music from Teenage Halloween all the way from New Jersey. They're playing over at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street, playing with Russian Tim, Pavel Beres, and Dead End Drive-In. Seems like I'm all alone here at the radio station now, because the motion detector lights in the station have gone out. But that means I have you, dear listener, and Andre 3000 backing me up today. So that was a little bit of Thursday night there for us. Don't forget, also Skinny Puppy doing their final tour ever, question mark, over at the Commodore Ballroom tonight. So don't miss it if you are into the legendary Canadian industrial band. So now, my friends, we move on forward to Vendredi, or as we say in English, Friday, or in Polish, Piątek. I don't know how to say it in Italian. I just know it in three languages. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Let's talk about Red Gate again. We have a Friday show there. You have War for Your Mercy, Habit, along with The Herd, and Paul is Dead doing the thing over there. 8 o'clock doors for that one. $15 page can. No one turned away to lack of funds as per always. Including a very beefy, sweaty, possibly time. So dress accordingly. And make sure you hit up the coat check. It is free. Our fantastic volunteers will be there to greet you and take your coat. And that should be really cool. So come on down. It should be rock and roll. Good damn. So yeah, if you like yourself some punk, some surf, some bit of thrash, come on down to the Red Gate Friday night for War for Your Mercy, Habit, Paul is Dead, along with The Herd. Back to Green Auto as well, 1822 Pandora Street. You have St. Khalid, The Noodle Boys, and Spank Williams, along with Hallelujah Hailu, all doing their respective thing. The Noodle Boys. Any Jean Vasquez readers out there, or maybe remember Happy Noodle Boy? That is, this keyboard here does not work for my piano fingers. Oh boy, how I used to draw Happy Noodle Boy. Though I don't remember if Jean Vasquez has done some questionable things. I have not done my research. But that was the guy who made Invader Zim, in case you're curious. But irrelevant to the current topic at hand, St. Khalid, The Noodle Boys, Spank Williams, and Hallelujah Hailu, again, doing their respective things over at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street. Should be nice. Also, at the Fox Cabaret, former guest of the show, Hourglass Zoo, has a music video they would love to show you. They will also perform for you, of course, along with Caleb Hart, Elung, and Mid-May, which is Mid-May, is a band. That's all I got. Mid-May is a Vancouver-based alternative R&B group with Tom Shand and Jacob Regher. Then, Caleb Hart and Co. will be doing, what is their style? Trinidadian. They're 6 or at least 11. They have some help with Trinidadian, quote, super producer Aaron Track 7 Peters, if that means anything to you. I don't know what that means, but yeah, they're from the Caribbean, island of Tobago. So yeah, they're coming up here to show you a good time along with, again, our local heroes, our local champs, Hourglass Zoo, giving you some indie rock and synth pop tunes. Yeah, I think I talked to them back in 2017 about their EP back then. So, hope they're doing well. Anyways, that's over at the Fox Cabaret, Friday night. Tickets, I'm sure, are a reasonable price. How much did it say? $20 at the door. $20 in advance. $25 at the door. So, save yourself $5 and get yourself a nice highball. Also, tomorrow, legendary synth pop and wonderful musicians, Depeche Mode, at Rogers Arena. That's all I'm going to say, because they don't need my help promoting that. Depeche Mode, pretty cool. Also tomorrow, back at Lanalus, we have Aaron Troy with 20 Explosive Hits and Cherry Maraschino, all doing their respective things. So That's going to be a night of rock, nostalgic hits, and finely crafted pop. Aaron Troy brings in some guitar-driven coming-of-age heartache tunes and the flavor of the 80s and 90s alt-rock. And Cherry Maraschino is a bunch of people giving you some sweet 60s-inspired pop music stuff. So, some classics, some covers, who knows? Check it out. It's over at Lanilla's. It is like $20 on Eventbrite, probably a little more at the door. And how much is it? $20. $20 at the door. Should be cool. $20 on Eventbrite as well. So same, same, but different. Once again, Aaron Troy, 20 Explosive Hits, and Cherry Maraschino all doing their thing at Lanilla's at 362 Powell Street, Friday night. If you're looking for more jazz this weekend, I have something for you. Kokoro Jazz Jam over at the KW Studios. They also have a bunch of dancers, which includes a member of Joe Past's family. You have Barbara Borge, Jia Hirabayashi, Alyssa Sang, Salmo Nieto. And, of course, the eponymous Joe Hirabayashi, also known as Joe Past, on deck with Cole Schmidt and Tony Wilson. So you're going to have going to be a lot of jazz and music for you and some interpretive dance. So if you like both of those things, this is the ticket for you, buddy. Should be great. All talented musicians, amazing dancers. Don't miss it. These are the Kokoro dancers over with Jazz Jam at the KW Studios, which is at 236-111 West Hastings. It's in the W2 area. You know the place. Check it out. That should be great. Over at Green Auto again, because they have two places they could play music in. You have Defectors with Brutal Poodle and New Meds, all also doing their thing. Defectors, longtime Vancouver punk champs. Been around for ages, as long as I can remember. I think I got a couple of their 7-inches back in my house. Sup, dudes? Along with Brutal Poodle, doing the 90s better than the 90s. And New Meds is a new band, and we'll hear some music from them in just a little bit. So, don't go anywhere for that. What else I got? Oh, yeah, I already talked about this one. Okay. The Burning Hearts Soul Club is returning to the Astoria Pub. If you like yourself some Northern Soul, they have DJs Keith McCafferty and Dave Mack, also doing the selections of 60s R&B, hard-hitting 70s funk, Motown, and of course Northern Soul. So if you're looking for some of that stuff to groove your night away to, it's over at the Astoria Pub, which is apparently a thing again. Again, I still have no report on Ski Ball there, so if you have any people who know about the Ski Ball situation at the Astoria, please let me know. You can hit me up on Instagram at Moose Master, M-O-O-S-E period M-A-S-T-A, Moose Master. That's me, Jabe Gradowski. Drop me a line. Tell me about the Ski Ball situation at the Astoria and what other shows you're going to or anything I may have missed or places I should keep an eye out on. So yeah, check it out. Burning Hearts Soul Club, rather, at the Astoria tomorrow, 10 till 8. Bring a snack. Or hit up the dude down the road for the dopest samosas in town. All right, that's it for Friday, I think. That's all I got for Friday. So we're going to hop into some music here. We're going to let Andre 3000 here take a break. We're going to try out some new music here from New Meds. Again, a new band here in Vancouver. Let's give them a whirl.